Tonj, its executive director, Makwei Mabior, told South Sudan in Focus this week the fighting began on Saturday after a quarrel erupted between a group of youth and soldiers in Romage Market when a soldier told one youth wearing a red piece of cloth on his head that is typically worn by cattle camp youth to remove the clothes. The fighting quickly spread, forcing thousands of people to flee their homes, according to eyewitnesses and local officials. Reached by phone from his hiding place, Tonj East resident Makol Tong says soldiers are killing civilians and raping women. Speaking in Dinka, Tong says he is still searching for several members of his family.
I am now with only one child, and other five children are still missing. Their mother is missing too. My brother, my sister, and my mother all are still missing until now. I only managed to escape with this one child.
Tong says people hiding in the bush need food and medicine.
For these 5 days we have spent here, we are surviving on wild leaves. I pick them, chew it, and give it to my child. I chew another and swallow it for myself. This is how we are surviving here.
Community leaders are urging government officials to punish two generals who led the campaign. Speaking in Dinka, Paramount Chief Mawan Dur accuses the soldiers of shooting unarmed civilians.
We are very confused. Perhaps the government of Kiir does not want us anymore. The way it is shot at us, there is no weapon they have not used against the civilians here. They have used all artilleries, including tanks. I would like to tell the government, if you have not abandoned us, if you don't have another agenda against us, rescue us from hunger and give us medical supplies.
Women in the area say soldiers have used the fighting as an opportunity to rape women. Speaking in Dinka, a woman we shall refer to as Mary to protect her privacy says she was in the market when the fighting started. Mary says she tried to escape, but a group of about 10 soldiers captured her and gang-raped her that evening.
I was trying to collect my things in the market when they caught me. They were like 10 men. Right now, my abdomen is paining and there is no hospital I can go to. Maybe I will not be alive for the next 3 days.
Community leaders like Francis Agwek are calling on the government to hold two commanders of the disarmament force accountable for the heavy loss of life.
These two guys should be brought back either to carry out the disarmament in Equatoria or in Alpha Nile, and generals from Equatoria or Alpha Nile should go and do that exercise. These two people are not neutral. I am calling for accountability because these are civilians, and the issue of the government is to protect the civilians.
Agwek is urging the international community to hold soldiers and their commanders responsible for the human rights violations committed against civilians in the area. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.